perfect lane. 32 yards.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by these first team sports backers.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Wilbur Ellis, Huron Community Campus, Lumberland Furniture, Rostrello Motors, Dairy Queen, Dakota Land Feeds, Huron Regional Medical Center, our chiropractic clinic in Huron, Real Estate Connection, Elwine Brothers, Vision Care Associates. Tigers are also brought to you by the Norby Center for Recreation, Ryan Singer Restaurant Huron, Blaine Anderson, TV Sports, The Scoreboard, South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Gary Zell Auto Glass, First National Bank, and Kurtz Heating and Cooling.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Good evening at the Huron Arena Volleyball Bowl tonight. Huron Tigers, Harrisburg Tigers, Tiger Bowl in volleyball. And, of course, coronation to follow here tonight from the arena. Harrisburg comes in defending AA champion. They are number one in AA in the media poll. And no seniors on the roster, but yet they're still a loaded team. And it will be a definite challenge for our Huron Tigers tonight. Tigers, after starting off the season 6-0, they've now lost their last two at home against Watertown a week ago Tuesday, and then this past Tuesday on the road at Yankton. So they're looking to bounce back, but again, a tough challenge for our Tigers against the visiting Tigers from Harrisburg. I have a chance to talk to both coaches, Renette Costain, head coach of Harrisburg, our own Ty Ulmer for the Tigers. Interviews are coming up after this timeout on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Back in our pregame, we talk with Renette Costain, head coach of Harrisburg. Harrisburg comes in at 9-0, defending AA champions, top-ranked in the media poll. And 9-0 kind of rolls off the tongue. Good start to the season.
Oh, I won't object to that. That's a good start for us.
And, you know, with the girls you have back, I do see some names I recognize. You know, it might be a target on your back, but on the other hand, your girls have set expectations for themselves.
They've set expectations. They knew that that's going to be how it is all season until if we would lose a game or what have you. And we're okay with that. We just got to learn how to play in pressure situations every night.
Now we'll start off first. You do have a key injury. Gabby Zachariasen is out for tonight, but you just, you know, some girls just going to have to pick up those kills.
You know, it sounds like a really bad thing when the player that everybody knows is out, but it's a great opportunity for other kids to step up and find out who else can maybe step up to another level and see what they can do.
And that leads to my next question or statement, as it were. I don't know what's in the water there at Harrisburg. You always come. I see you got a 6 foot eighth grader. You got 6 foot 5'11" freshman. You always have a young height that you can obviously grow with.
Yeah. I was looking for our eighth grader in practice yesterday, and I couldn't find her because she stands at 6 foot. You know, 6 foot. She blends in with the rest of them. I don't know. Well, you guys never have any height over here.
That's what I mean.
Shelly and I used to talk about that all the time, and I don't know what it is, but we're blessed with it. Yes.
Tell us how this team works here. Obviously, you can use that height, but you're just solid all around.
we're solid in the back row. We got Maggie getting balls up front for us so we can run the offense. I've got a plethora of hitters up front. We're just settling into who's playing on that right side versus who's going to go middle. Once we get that solidified, I think we're going to be pretty darn good.
And you came off with a win that you felt was really your first big test of the season. Class A Dakota Valley, who's always in the running for the Class A title, and you lost Zachariasen during the course of that match, but you won it in four.
She did finish the match and then just kind of wasn't feeling good afterwards. So this is just precautionary to keep her healthy for next week and stuff. But Dakota Valley played great defense, but they block well. And that was the biggest blocking that we've seen, and that's exactly what we're going to need heading into playing some of the Metro teams, some bigger teams size-wise.
And, of course, Huron is exactly not that, but this way it's always been. I always say Huron's the double-A team that doesn't look like a double-A team. We never seem to come up with height, but as you know, well know, I always find different ways.
Oh, you find different ways. You guys are the team that we have to prepare for the stuff you have in your bucket. They're going to come out with roll shots, tips, and ways to score, and they're going to be that defense that just annoys the heck out of my hitters because they can't find a spot to put the ball down.
And overall, as I said, 9-0. We're still in the middle of September. There's a long ways to go. What have you seen out of your team? What are you looking at to maybe improve on?
Well, we've been working hard in practice. That we've kind of found that we, without any seniors this year, just trying to find the leaders, and the leaders taking charge on the court is starting to emerge. They're feeling more comfortable speaking in front of each other and to each other without feeling there's any kind of confrontation or problems like somebody speaking up and being heard.
Renette Costain, head coach of Harrisburg. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
Is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! On our Huron Tiger moment, the 2023 Huron High School Hall of Fame class. Going into this year's Hall of Fame is athlete Tim Puterbaugh-Herman and the late Josh Trandall. As a coach, Dan McCarty. Contributor, Clyde Dillman. And a Hall of Fame team, the 1973 state champion boys basketball team. The Hall of Fame banquet and induction will take place on homecoming weekend. The induction is Saturday, September 16th at the Huron Arena at 5 o'clock.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back with our pregame report. Now we talk with Tyann Ulmer, head coach of the Huron Tiger volleyball team, as they host top-ranked Harrisburg tonight, coronation night here at the arena, coming off a loss Tuesday down in Yankton. And, Coach, one of those matches where it just looked like we never came off the bus ready to go. Give Yankton credit. They put the hammer to us in the three sets they won. Hopefully the girls learn, you know, you got to be ready, and it doesn't matter who's across the net.
Yeah, I think we learned our lesson. They came back Wednesday and put in the work, and they acted like that they let it go, and we're just preparing for Harrisburg that day.
You know, and offensively, I think, was the biggest issue, just because we just never, as your mom, the old coach, liked to say, we just were never in system.
No, we were not, and that's hard for our hitters and our setter to get it to the right spot and get stuff going at that point.
Now, Harrisburg comes in tonight, and they're actually missing a girl, but yet they're still tall, they're young, and they're number one defending champs for a reason.
Yeah, we're just going to go out and compete. I told the girls, here's the thing, like, we've got to find ourselves again. So we need to find ourselves from when we started and, like, what happened from Watertown to Yankton. So can we apply what we've done at Mitchell, Aberdeen, and so on, and we just need to find that. So we're not too worried about it. We're just trying to find ourselves tonight.
When Harrisburg presents challenges, they're so tall. I think it sounds like they take a lot of pride in their blocking, and you know, that will be the challenge.
That'll be the challenge. We just got to play quick. So hopefully we can be in somewhat system to play quick and get some balls to hit the floor.
Hopefully the girls play with some fire, too. You know, this is one of the, you know, the two nights of the season, this and then Breast Cancer Awareness Night, where, you know, with coronation following the match, you know, we're going to have one of our biggest crowds of the season, most likely.
Yeah, I think that'll help with their energy and motivation, too, is just having a crowd and having somebody behind us.
And finally, just after Tuesday night, hopefully girls just realize, you know, we got some things to work on. We got some things to prove.
Yep. And we've had that conversation. We've talked about how can we get us out of the rut when everything's going wrong, and how can we pick each other up on the court.
Ty Ulmer, head coach of the Huron Tigers, timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Thornby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Karen Cash, I am a sophomore, I'm number one, and I'm a DS. Alexis Pigglesworth, junior, right side hitter. Number two, Deja Claggett, senior outside hitter, number three. Trenta Jurgen, four, sophomore, stutter. Samantha Mingwardis, junior, number five, middle hitter. Ireland Henrich, senior, number six, DS. Kelsey Shuhart, senior, number seven, DS. Hilton Hines, sophomore, number nine, libero. Sydney Pei Severin, senior, number 10, outside hitter. Allie Davis, sophomore, number 11, outside hitter. Madison Hirschman, senior, number 12, DS. Maddie Jurgens, junior, number 15, DS. Aurora Dreyer, junior, number 16, right side hitter. Hampton Hines, senior, number 18, setter. Christina Johnson, senior, number 20, outside hitter. Kenzie Simmonsma, senior, number 22, middle hitter.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening, everyone. Back at the Huron Arena, it's high school volleyball coming up. Huron Tigers, Harrisburg Tigers, Tiger Bowl in volleyball tonight. And, of course, coronation will follow afterward with the for the Huron Tiger homecoming leading up to a full day of festivities tomorrow. We will air the coronation as well following the conclusion of our match here tonight between Harrisburg and Huron. Kurt's Heating and Cooling scoreboard update, and the lower levels were both sweeps for Harrisburg. In the JV, Harrisburg won 25-15, 25-9. Sophomore Harrisburg wins 25-9, 25-17. That is your Kurt's Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Just waiting to see if we get the national anthem going here first, and then we'll get to you to the introductions and ready to start the match. And yes, we are starting the anthem, so we'll take a timeout. 2 minutes, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson. 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports AIJV.
And back at the arena, here's the lineups. Harrisburg Tigers record of 9-0 on the season. Renette Costain, their head coach. Girls will see on the floor. Lindsay Legner, a 5'6 sophomore. Defensive specialist Libro. Briley Career, a 5'7 junior right side. Emma Masalink, a 5'10 sophomore outside. Bergen Stiff, a 5'11 freshman middle. Jocelyn Samuels, a 6-foot eighth grade setter. Kara Leach is a 5'9 junior, middle and right side. Kennedy Kokenge is a 5'8 freshman outside. Lauren Venegay is a 5'10 sophomore outside. Kaya Keegan, a 6'4 sophomore, middle and right side. And Maggie Meister, a 5'7 junior libero. Here on Tigers, head coach Ty Ulmer. Girls we expect on the floor, Deja Claggett, a 5'6 senior outside. Samantha Magmordeth, a 5'9 junior middle. Kelsey Schuart, 5'5 senior defensive specialist. Hilton Hines, 5'8 sophomore libero. Allie Davis, 5'7 sophomore outside. Madison Hirschman, 5'4 senior serving specialist. Aurora Dreyer, 5'11 junior right side. Hampton Hines, 5'8 senior setter. And Kenzie Simmonsma is a 6-foot senior middle. So you heard all those heights, and when a girl who's 5'11 and about the fifth tallest girl on the roster, you know Harrisburg brings a lot of height to the table, and a lot of youth did not even realize that until Coach Costain said it in her interview. No seniors on the roster for Harrisburg, and they're still number one in defending champions. Officials for our match are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division, calling our game tonight. Eric Gerlach and Annika Russell-Mankey. Line judges Shar Sarda and Jen Fuchs. They are the law on the court, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. I believe one of the line judges, actually Jeremy Noyes instead of Jen Fuchs. But again, they are the law on the court and backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. It is 7 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron, and time for volleyball. Harrisburg will have the opening serve and doing the honors, Kennedy Kokenge for Harrisburg. Harrisburg wearing gray tops, maroon numbers, golden maroon trim. Here's a set by Huron. Claggett went with the left-handed tip and then hit the pin. And a quick 1-0 lead for Harrisburg. Huron wearing their, I think these are new unis that they got this year, black tops with white sleeves, orange numbers and letters. 1-0 lead Harrisburg, serve back row and moving over to get it. Schuhart set in the middle and Hines just didn't get a good handle on that. She got called for a double hit and she knew it as soon as she did it. And just like that, Harrisburg up 2-0 here early on.
Nkokenja on the serve and goes long. Service error, and Huron on the board. It's 2-1. Have to give a shout-out to Huron Tiger football. They brought me supper up here tonight. I will say I haven't finished it all, but some smoked beef brisket, which is to die for, cheesy beans, and hash brown potatoes. Thanks a lot to Huron High School football. There's a hit down the middle and a point for Harrisburg as they set it up and got it over to that right side. Kara Leach with the kill. Harrisburg up 3-1 here in set one. Return and off, and that'll be an ace for Harrisburg. I had the wrong girl serving there for Harrisburg. It was the girl who just got the kill, Kara Leach. Now she has an ace, and quickly a 4-1 lead here to start for Harrisburg. Huron needed a quick start. They didn't like the way they played at all on Tuesday in Yankton, but so far there's an overpass knocked down. Nice save by Hilton Hines. Harrisburg gets control, block at the net again, and Harrisburg can't come up with the loose. Dreyer and Meg Moradeth over there for the block kill combined. 4-2, Harrisburg. I'm assuming it was they haven't put anything up on the scoreboard. Maybe it just went into the net. 4-2, and Deja Claggett will serve. Allie Davis into the front row for Huron. Jump serve, back row, serve received by Langner. From the back line, the hit goes long, hitting air, Kokenge, and Huron within 4-3. They're on 3 points, and they've all been on Harrisburg airs, and Claggett to serve, try to tie things up as Huron starting to bounce back after the slow start. And the serve goes long by Claggett, Harrisburg back up 5-3 for service air, so each team with a service air. And into the match for Harrisburg is Briley Carrere to play the front row player, but actually one of the shorter ones for Hberg. Serve back to the corner, Claggett on serve receive, back set, and Meg Moradeth with the hit, dug out by Harrisburg, going to be a free ball by Carrere. Hilton Hines plays it, Hampton the set, Allie Davis will tip it up the middle, Harrisburg gets to it, bump ahead, left side, the hit cross court off the net, played by Claggett. Set, and Allie Davis will tip, blocked or illegal hit on Davis. It was blocked back by Harrisburg as well. Harrisburg up again now, 6-3-3. Can't see who the Harrisburg server is because the ponytail's in the way. And there's an ace for Harrisburg as Hampton Hines cannot handle that from the back row, and it's Jocelyn Samuels with the ace, and Harrisburg up 7-3 in set one. Samuels again on the serve. Hampton Hines handles that one. Meg Moradeth up the middle and got it by the back row. Nice quick set, and they want to go with that quicker tempo offense. Meg Moradeth with the kill for Huron. And 7-4 Harrisburg, and Hilton Hines serving for the Huron Tigers. Serve to the corner, serve receive Masalink. Set in the middle. There's the big hit. Nice dig by Hilton Hines as she dug out stiff. Going to be tipped across by Allie Davis. Here comes Harrisburg again. This time going over to the left side up the middle. Hilton Hines. Again, a nice dig. Hampton plays it off the net. Free balled by Hilton. Harrisburg will set it up again. Set in the middle. Blocked back by Huron. Simmonsma was there. Harrisburg back line attack down the middle. Kill for Kokenge. Came off the hand of Hilton Hines, and Harrisburg up 8-4. Long volley there, but Harrisburg has a lot of weapons, and the attack actually came from the back row. 8-4 Harrisburg. Serve again, back row, Claggett. Overpass going to be dropped right down by Harrisburg on the overpass. Stiff will get the kill her first. 9-4, are we going to take that back off? I think Harrisburg got called for out of alignment after the play was over. So I think this will go 8-5 instead of 9-4 is the down official discussing things with Coach Costain. So we'll be here. So I think, yep, it goes 8-5 instead of 9-4. So Harrisburg loses the kill. Usually you see that right away, but they didn't actually blow the whistle on the alignment error until after the play was over. Now Harrisburg going to sub in. Coming in on the floor is Bailey Rott. And she will serve for Harrisburg. And look, Harrisburg still looks a little confused on the alignment, but I think they're all set now. Kelsey Schuhart will serve for Huron. So I think we have the The rotation's all figured out. Schuart serves to Harrisburg. Back row, serve received by Libero Meister, and the hit blocked and out. Or no, was not blocked by Huron. Point for Huron, just a hitting error for Harrisburg. Huron back within 8-6. I thought that was blocked just by the angle it went, but they said no. Huron back within 8-6. Meister on serve receive, back sink, red side over the Huron block, but rolls into the back row. Kill for career. And Harrisburg back up three now at 9-6. Kara Leach back into the front row for Harrisburg, and serving is Meister, the libero for Harrisburg. Back row, serve, receive, Hilton Hines, back set, right side, the hit by Simmons in the back row, misplayed by Meister, and that'll be a kill for Kinsey Simmonsma, her first, second team of Huron. And Huron again staying right with Harrisburg early on, up nine, Harrisburg up 9-7. Maddie Juergens in for the first time to serve for Huron. Back to the corner, serve, receive, Kokenj set in the middle, tip, looked like somebody was in the net, and it was Huron, I think, yep, Kenzie Simmonsma, and it will be point Harrisburg, 10-7. The charcoal-colored Tigers. Lindsay Langner to serve and play back row for Harrisburg. Harrisburg has led this first set, but Huron's kept things close so far. Serve into the net. Second service error on Harrisburg in the set. Huron back within two, 10-8. Langner with the service error there. Into serve for the Huron Tigers is Ireland Henrich. Simmonsma comes off the floor. Serve back row, handled by Meister. Back set, right side, down the line, just out, went wide right, no touch. No touch, point Huron. Huron within one, 10-9. Very close call there, but it was right in front of the line judge. And again, Henrich to serve for the Huron Tigers. Serve back row, Meister on serve receive. Set to the left, the hit, cross court, nice dig, back row by Henrich. Quick set across by Hines. Set from the middle, the tip back row, Juergens plays it. Pass ahead, free ball by Claggett. Meister from the back row. Set across, left side, big hit. Nice dig by Juergens, long volley. Claggett with the hit, up the middle, shank by the back row. Claggett with the kill, and Huron is tied it at 10. Huron's trailed by four a couple of times, but have come back to tie it at 10. First kill for Claggett, and tied at 10 here in set one. And Henrich continues to serve. She's had a nice run here from the service area. Serve receive, back row. Come over to the right. Free ball to cross by Kokenj. Huron passes ahead. Claggett left side, cross court in front of Meister. Nice dig. And Harrisburg will just free ball it. Quick set to the corner by Hines. Harrisburg was ready. Back set to the right. Big hit, back row. Juergens with the dig, but it goes wide left. And Harrisburg regains the lead at 11 to 10. Trying to see who got that kill. I believe it was Kokenj. She steps back to serve. I'm going to give the kill to her. Her second kill. Serve back row, Juergens. Pass ahead and just going to be a free ball by Claggett. Harrisburg will set it up in the middle. Samuels. Quick set across. Nice dig back there by Schuhart. Harrisburg controls again, back set, right side, slapped into the back row. Dig, pass ahead, Hilton Hines, Claggett off the left side, cross court, Meister digs. Set, back line attack, Harrisburg, and Meg Moradeff with the block, and Huron comes back to tie it again at 11. Either a block, or maybe that just went into the net. They haven't put a block up for Sam, so I assume it just went into the net. Huron chance for their first lead. Hines serving. Samuels back sets. Right side hit through the Tiger block. Nice dig, Juergens. Kept alive and deep hit, and Dreyer able to get it across inside the pin. Left side, the hit through the Tiger block. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Left side, the hit blocked to the net and rolls over. Another kill for Claggett. Her second, and Huron, their first lead of the set at 12-11. Huron using some momentum as Hampton Hines serves. Serve, receive, back roll, overpass, knock back. Tigers dig it out. Quick set to the corner, nobody home. Hampton Hines on the first hit saw that Harrisburg was bunched in, and she sent it to the corner. And Huron goes up 2-13-11, and Harrisburg wants a timeout. Timeout Harrisburg. We'll take a timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Plymouth, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Harrisburg timeout. They trail by two, served by Hines. Harrisburg gets over to it. Third hit, just going to be a tip. Hines digs it out. Hilton will back set it over. The hit by Claggett is blocked by Harrisburg. Huron still controls, though. Free ball by Claggett, back row, dug out by Kokenge. Now from the middle, the hit back row, Hilton Hines on the dig. Hampton saves it off the net. Hit by Claggett through the block, and it rolls to the back row. Claggett with the kill as Harrisburg wasn't quite true on the block. Three kills for Claggett, and here's Huron up 14-11 on Harrisburg in set one. Hampton Hines again serving. Serve receive Meister. Set across to the left. The hit cross court and got the line. Nice cross court hit by Masalink for her first kill, breaks the Huron run, and it's 14-12 Huron, and Harrisburg gets the serve back. Serving for Harrisburg is Kara Leach. Serve receive, Hilton Hines. Hampton will set, make more death with a tip off the front row. Harrisburg wanted an illegal hit, didn't get it. Sam make more death with her second kill, and Huron back up 3-15-12. Coach Costain was lobbying for the illegal hit, did not get it. And Claggett now serving. Allie Davis into the front row for Huron. Back row, serve receive for Kokenge. A quick set and into the net. Another point for Huron. 16-12, or was that a block? I didn't think it was. 16-12, Huron up four here in set one. Claggett ready to serve. Back row, serve, receive, Langner to it, and over the net, knocked back by Meg Nordeth. The pass from the back row was not on target, and Huron up 17-12. Harrisburg going to burn their second and final timeout right here. 17-12, Huron leading in set one. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dip cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports KIJD, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Huron with the momentum right now, leading Harrisburg 17-12. Huron's on a 10-2 run here through the middle part of the set. And now we got a, there's something on the floor, and I guess we're going to play on after all that. Here's the hit, blocked back by Harrisburg. There's something on the floor, and Costain was trying to get the official to stop it. Then she just grabbed it. It worked out well as the kill goes to Stiff. 17-13, Harrisburg gets a point back, but now they're the team in need of a rally. Jocelyn Samuels, the eighth grade setter, serves Claggett from the back row. Set to the left, Davis down to the corner, dug out by Samuels. Here's the hit right side, nice dig by Hines, and Hampton will free ball it on the third hit. Samuels will bump it to the right side, Career back row, pops it. Huron handles it, left side, Dreyer down the middle, Harrisburg with the dig. Set by Samuels, left side hit, blocked by Meg Mordeth. That was a king-size stuff by Sam Meg Mordeth. And Huron up 18-13. Block kill for Sam, her third kill total in set one. And Huron gets the lead back up to 5. Hilton Hines with the serve for Huron as Tigers trying to sustain momentum. From the back row, serve receive, Harrisburg going to be bumped ahead over the net. Hit, Tigers got a block on it with Simmonsma. Set in the middle, tipped by Simmonsma. Oh, nice play by Meister to get to it. Hit by Harrisburg, dug out by Claggett. To the left, Davis with the hit block back. I think she'll be called for the illegal hit. Kind of flicked the wrist, 18-14. But what a sensational dig. Boy, Simmonsma, about any other team, that's probably a kill for McKenzie. But instead, the libero, Maggie Meister, came over and flattened herself out and kept it alive. And Harrisburg gets the point. Harrisburg serving, serve received Davis. Set in the middle, the hit Simmonsma blocked. There's another sliding save by Meister. Left side hit, blocked by Simmonsma. Huron up 19-14. Mackenzie Simmonsma, her second kill as she got the block up the middle. And Huron goes up 19-14. Shuhart on to serve for Huron. Huron playing with some fire tonight, something we didn't see a lot of the last two matches. Serve receive back row played by Harrisburg. Left side, the big hit. Tigers get a block, and Hilton Hines, nope, couldn't get over to it. That'll be a kill for Kokenge, her third. 19-15, Harrisburg back within 4 here in set one. Meister on the serve for the Harrisburg Tigers. Claggett down on serve receive, kept alive by Hines. Hilton Hines will free ball it. Harrisburg can set it up. Samuels from the middle, the hit, and that will eat up Claggett in the back row. Kill for Harrisburg. They're back within 3 at 19-16. I believe that was Leach. They haven't put anything up on the scoreboard. I'll give the kill to Leach. That'd be her second. Harrisburg down 3 with the serve. It's Maggie Meister, libero wearing the white top. Both liberos are wearing white tonight. Hilton Hines here on libero with the serve receive. Quick set by Hampton Hines. Oh, nice save by Meister and free balled across by Harrisburg. Back set. Here's Simmonsma right. Dug out by Harrisburg. Set in the middle. The hit and drop down right in front of the back row. Good touch on the hit by Harrisburg. I believe that was Leach. Leach with the kill, and Harrisburg pulls within 19-17. Huron will take their first timeout. Harrisburg rallying will take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Tiger 95, 1340 KIJV.
Harrisburg rallying now. Huron uses their first timeout. Meister ready to serve. Down 2 here in set 1. Been a feisty effort by the Huron Tigers. Back row, Claggett will go sideways. Tracked down nicely by Hampton Hines, and Claggett will free ball it. Samuels with the back set. Going right this time to Career and knocks it through the Huron block. Harrisburg pulls within 19-18. Briley Career with her second kill. Davis couldn't quite get the block together. Harrisburg a chance to tie with Meister serving. Serve receive. Hilton Hines goes backwards. Saved by Claggett. Long hit to get it across. Hilton Hines does get it there. Samuels will set to the left. The hit blocked by Simmonsma. Harrisburg stays with it. Backline attack into the net. Venegay couldn't quite get it in there, and Huron goes back up by 2, 2018. That breaks the 4-0 run by Harrisburg. Maddie Juergens to serve, and she'll play back row for the Huron Tigers. Serve back row, serve receive, and Meister will send it ahead on the second hit. It's going to be a free ball and goes cross court way out. And Huron, 2 points in a row to go back up, 21-18. And as Harrisburg, that has not been able to get their offense always set up, and Huron's played very well defensively here in the first set. Serve received back row. Samuels will set up the middle. Go at the tip right in front of Juergens. Hung in the air. Kara Leach. No, how they do that, just gets up there, hangs in the air, and then just tips it right over the net. 21-19, Harrisburg back within two. Langner on to serve for Hberg. Back row, serve receives Schuhart. Set, and it's going to be punched across by Claggett. Samuels with the set across, left side hit. Dug out by Hilton Hines, kept alive, just going to be a free ball by Hampton. Here's the back set, right side this time, and hitting the corner, Leach. Leach starting to come alive for Harrisburg. And Hberg back within one, 21-20. Here in set one, been a competitive set. Harrisburg led early, Huron's led late. Langner serving into the net, service error. Huron back up, 22-20. Third service error against Harrisburg in set one. Ireland Henrich in to serve for the Huron Tigers, up 22-20 in set one. Henrich into the net. We just swapped service errors, and Harrisburg back within one, 22-21. That is the second service error on the Huron Tigers in this set. Serving is Kennedy Kokenge for Harrisburg, back row, Juergens on serve, receive, overpass. Harrisburg kind of goes backwards with it. Just going to be a tip and into the net, or was a block. Either way, it's here on point, 23-21. Couldn't tell if Hampton Hines blocked that or if it just went into the net. It looked like it just went into the net. And here on 2 points away here from set one at 23-21. Hampton Hines serving. Back row, serve, receive for Kokenge, they'll send it up left. The hit cross court dug out by Claggett. Set across. Deja will go with the tip. Harrisburg there. Two girls about collided. And the dig goes out of bounds. Hitting air by Venegay. And Huron at set point, 24-21. Claggett with her fifth kill here in the first set. 24-21, set point, Hampton Hines serving. Knuckleball ace, and Huron takes the first set, 25-21 on the Hampton Hines ace. Huron up one set to none. We'll take a timeout, 2 minutes, 2 minutes, then back here to the arena on Dakota Sports.
Says surgery. Who's got the time? There's packing, driving, parking fees, feeding your spouse. Oh, don't forget the dog. The procedure, recovery, the drive again, and getting back to normal. And what about rehab? Will insurance cover it? Don't leave home. Talk to your doctor about scheduling surgery close to home at HRMC or learn more online at HuronRegional.org. Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJD are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
We move to set number two. Huron Tigers, a 25-21 win in set one. Huron took the lead at 12-11 and never coughed it up from there. And a statistician, Kurt Nettinga, just told me just the third set loss. Harrisburg's 9-0 in that 9-0 start. They've only had only lost two sets now, or have lost their third. So accomplishment right there, but there's still a long ways to go. And here on Tigers, just got to keep working. But again, definitely had a lot more fire on the court than we saw the last two outings. And here on up, one set to none. Near Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Hampton Hines, who delivered the ace to end the first set, will start the second set. To the corner, serve, receive Harrisburg. Samuels will set to the right. The hit coming cross court, ties up the back row. Kill for Leach. They have her for six kills now. And Harrisburg draws first here, 1-0 in set two. Harrisburg again serving, back row Juergens. Bumped ahead by Dreyer, just going to be a free ball. Hampton Hines back to the corner. Samuels will set to the left. The hit cross court, and that eats up Juergens in the back row. And Harrisburg up quickly, 2-0 here. Off the kill by Venege, that's her first kill. Harrisburg building early momentum here with Kokenj serving and serves long. Huron gets a point back, it's 2-1. Kokenj with the service error. That's the fourth service error against Harrisburg. First, obviously, of this set, Davis into the front row for Huron, and Claggett set to serve for the Tigers. Serve back to the corner. Serve, receive, Kokenj. Set it to the left. The hit, and finding that back line again. Venege was quiet in the first set, but two kills already here in set two. And Harrisburg up 3-1 here to start this second set. Serve by Harrisburg. Serve, receive, Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. Meg Mordeth has her hit blocked at the net, and Harrisburg controlled that. Block kill going to Bergen Stiff, her third kill. Harrisburg up early here, 4-1 in set number two. Again, coronation will follow tonight. We'll stay on the air for that announcement of King and Queen. Set to the left. Here's Davis with the hit, cross court. Harrisburg digs it out and just going to do a free ball with Venege. Harrisburg, or here on back set, Dreyer from the left, right. Dug out by Harrisburg, hit up the middle. Stiff with the hit, dug out by Claggett. Free ball across by Hampton Hines. Samuels will set. Backline attack, Harrisburg. Nice dig by Claggett up in the air. Left to Allie Davis, tips up the middle. Nice dig, back row, Kokenj. Left side, though, down the line, dropping it in. Harrisburg, that is Venege. Again, did not have a kill in the first set. Already has three here in set two, and it's 5-1 early. Harrisburg in set two. Serve received, Davis. Set, quick set across, and did not quite get over the net. Good idea by Hampton Hines, but caught the top of the net, stayed on the Huron side. 6-1 now in favor of Harrisburg. Serve receive, back row, Hilton Hines. Hampton keeps it alive, and Allie Davis will keep it alive. Harrisburg can set it up. The hit over the block. Tapped in there. Claggett digs it out. Dreyer from the right side up the middle. Dug out by Kokenj. Backline attack. Harrisburg off the top of the net. Rolled over. That'll be a kill for Leach. And Harrisburg up quickly. 7-1 in set two. Huron a timeout. We'll take a break here of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I pushed my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Tiger 95 and
1340 KIJV. 7-1, Harrisburg off to a very quick start here in set number two. And here on burning an early timeout, just try to stem the momentum. Huron again took that first set, 25-21, taking the lead at 12-11 and hanging on to it the rest of the way. Made plays, forced errors, but Harrisburg off to a quick sprint here. Set two, they'll serve. Serve received Davis. Hines with the set, Ming Moore. Death has her hit blocked and then hit into the back row. Nice dig by Hilton Hines. Davis coming off the left side, down the line. Langner there. From the middle, the tip to the back row, right to Hilton Hines. Hampton back sets. Dreyer on the right side, goes to the line. Harrisburg blocks it, and Meg Moradeth gets the block, but then, oh, Huron almost didn't go after it, and they didn't hit out. Harrisburg got a nice dig on the third end, and then Huron had about three girls look at it. Nobody went after it. The last second made a swipe at it, but Meg Moradeth then couldn't get anywhere on the second hit. And Harrisburg up 8-1. Serve received, Davis. She'll just have to free ball it on the third hit and dumped it right in the campfire. Just caught Kokenge flat-footed. Kill for Allie Davis, and Huron gets a point. It's 8-2. That's the first kill for Allie Davis. On to serve now, Hilton Hines. Serve back row, serve receive. Samuels with the set off the left side. The hit by Benegay was had the hot hand. Davis left side through the block. Meister with the dig. Set from the middle. The big hit, Leach. And Huron can't come up with the dig. Or Stiff, excuse me. Bergen Stiff with the kill. Her fourth, second of this set. And Harrisburg up 9-2 as they're building a pretty quick lead. 9-2 lead. And Harrisburg continues with the serve. Serve long, service error. And that was Samuels, I believe, with the service error. Second of this set. Harrisburg still up 9-3. Huron needs to get some momentum, some work going here. Schuart from the back row, serve receive. Kept alive by Harrisburg, and Venegay will hit left side, goes way long, almost to the basketball baseline. And Huron gets another one back. It's 9-4. Harrisburg. We can see when Harrisburg gets out of system, they are struggling some, and Huron needs to force that some more. There's the big hit down the middle, and nobody can get it. It was dug out by Clagan and Hilton Hines. Schuart couldn't get around everybody to make the play, and Harrisburg will get another kill, and they're up 10-4. 10-4 Harrisburg. Serve back row, Schuart. Hines sends it back to the middle, and Hilton Hines will just free ball it. Samuels back sets to the right side, cross court. Was it blocked? It was. It was tipped by Huron. That'll be a kill for Bergen Stiff. And Harrisburg up 7, 11-4. Benegay with the serve. Serve received. Blocked back by Harrisburg. Huron can't play it off the net. That'll be a block kill for Kaya Keegan, her first of the match. It was an overpass by Huron. Keegan hit it back, and then Huron just kind of ping-ponged it. Nobody could get control. Harrisburg up 12-4. Harrisburg control here in set two. Serve receive. Hampton Hines with a dive to keep it alive on the second hit. Huron free balls it. Overpass. Nope. Boy, Samuels thought it was going to be an overpass. She turned to see what Allie Davis was going to do, and it never went over the net. Break for Huron. Harrisburg lead at 7 now at 12-5. Juergens serving now for Huron. Back row, serve, receive. Here's the bump, left side, hit by Kokenge. Nice dig, Hilton Hines. Hampton comes to a bump it. Claggett just going to free ball it. Samuels will set from the net. Quick set, the hit to the corner, dropped in by Bergen Stiff. She has four kills this set, six total, and Harrisburg continues to just kind of run away and hide here as they're up 13-5 in set number two. Again, Huron took the first set, 25-21. Back row, serve, receive, Schuart. Hines sets. Claggett with the two-hand tip and double hit going to be called on Huron. And Harrisburg up 14-5 in set two. Maggie Meister, libero serving for Harrisburg. Serve receive Schuart. Back set, Simmonsma with the hit to the corner. Nobody home for Harrisburg. Mackenzie Simmonsma with the kill. 14-6 Harrisburg. Simmonsma with her third kill in the first of this set. On to serve now for Huron. Now it's Madison Hirschman getting the serving specialist role for this second set. Set to the right. The hit goes way long. Hitting error by Keegan. 14-7. Harrisburg leads in set two. They have not trailed here in the second set. On the serve again is Hirschman to the corner. Serve receive Kokenge. Here's the hit. Tigers get a block on it. Hines will set to the left. They hit Claggett through the block. Deja was challenged and blasted it through. 14-8 Harrisburg. Claggett having a nice night. I have her for six kills. They have five on the scoreboard. I'm liberal with how I do my stats in volleyball. Hirschman serves. Into the net service error. Harrisburg gets one back and they're up 15-8. First service error this set on the Huron Tigers. Langner on to serve and play back roll for the Harrisburg Tigers. They lead 15-8, trying to even out this match at one set apiece. Serve to the back row. Serve received Juergens. Back set, Mangmoradeth with the hit. Up the middle, goes long, hitting error Huron. And Harrisburg gets the lead back up to 8 at 16-8. Again on the serve is Lindsay Langner. Back row serve receive. Set to the left and Claggett blocked at the net. And Harrisburg can't play it off the net. Claggett, when she gets herself in position and she plays that left side very well, she's making plays happen. Seven kills for Claggett. 17-8. Harrisburg leading. Hampton Hines serving for Huron to the corner. Overpass off the net. Harrisburg can't make the play. It kind of died right in front of Venegay. And then the Harrisburg never able to make a play on it. That'll be the second ace for Hampton Hines tonight. 17-9, though. Harrisburg still leading. Set by Samuels. Left side hit. Blocked by Meg Nordeth. Cleans it off the net. And free ball to cross by Hines. Samuels back sets. Right side hit. Nice dig. Hilton Hines overpass, though. Harrisburg comes, bumped by Meister. Left side hit into the back row. That was Samuels that time. Set for Claggett. Left side into the net. Might have been blocked, but in any case, it's a point for Harrisburg, and they're up now. Or did Huron get the point there? I'm way off on my score sheet here. I had 18-9. They got 17-10 on the scoreboard, so we'll go with that. Here's the bump, the hit dug out by Harrisburg, set to the left. The hit goes way long, hitting air Harrisburg. 17-11, Huron pulls within six. Must have twisted around one of those kill points by mistake. Harrisburg serving, Hilton Hines over to get it, set, and Meg Mordeth just maybe jumped too early, set maybe wasn't on target. In any case, air and Harrisburg will get the point. Now leads 18-11. Huron going to burn their second and final timeout of the set. Harrisburg's led all the way here in set two. Huron won the first set. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Thornby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
19-10. Now they do have it right. Okay, I did have my score right. Scoreboard is wrong. 19-10 Harrisburg. Free ball across by Huron. Back set, right side the hit, right comeback left. Nice dig by Hilton Hines. Claggett from the right side block. Tipped across Samuels with the quick set kill in Harrisburg. Rolling now up 20-10. So at the end of the day, I did have the score right. I went with what the scoreboard had, and now I got to switch everything back. In short, my score sheet is a mess. There's an ace for Harrisburg as Kokenge tied up the back row. And Harrisburg rolling here up 21-10 in set two, trying to even things out at one set apiece, but this one goes into the net. Kokenge with the service here, third of this set, six total for Harrisburg, 21-11. Harrisburg leading. Davis into the front row. Claggett steps back to serve for the Huron Tigers. Deja puts it to the corner. Serve received. Set to the right. The hit and drop down. Leach with the kill for Harrisburg right in front of Hampton Hines. And Harrisburg doubling up here on 22-11 here in set two, looking to even things up at one set apiece. Serve into the net. Another service error, Harrisburg. One third of Huron's points have come off service errors by Harrisburg, 4 out of 12. That one going against Kokenge. And Hilton Hines serving for Huron. Kokenge with the serve receive. Samuels will set to the left. The hit, nice dig by Claggett. Chased down by Dreyer and freeballed across by Hilton Hines. Samuels will back set this time. Leach into the net. Hitting error. Huron gets one back at 22-13. They'll put Hilton Hines back to serve for Huron. Harrisburg up in set two. Back row serve receiving Langner. Backline attack for Harrisburg. Tigers, he get a block on it and return it. Harrisburg sets it up again. Big hit up the middle. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Set in the middle. Tipped by Simmonsma. And had it blocked at the net or never got across the net. Either way, Harrisburg with the point. They're up 23-13. Samuels with the serve. Serving and setting for Harrisburg now. Serve receive, Allie Davis. Back set, right side Dreyer will punch it into the back row. Harrisburg digs it out. Meister sets it up. Back line attack and through the block. That'll be a kill for Harrisburg again. Kokenge with the kill. She's got four total. And Harrisburg at set point here at 24-13. Looking to even things up here now at one set apiece. Getting that one last point. Serve receive, and that'll be an ace for Harrisburg to wrap it up. Harrisburg wins set two, going away 25-13. I believe that was Samuels on the ace, and Harrisburg evens it up at one set apiece, 25-13. We head to set three. We'll take a timeout, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You can work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here of Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? BB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? BB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, BB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com.
The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.